Here comes Outside the Box, Blaming Systems, Not People. Today's topic is bad choices. Legislators and people who are middle class or wealthy often accuse low-income people of making so-called bad choices that make them or keep them poor. It's your own fault, they say. It's a theme that regularly comes up, blaming poor folks for not going to college or working at low-wage jobs or self-medicating themselves with drugs or alcohol when life's a struggle. But do people make bad decisions that cause them to live in poverty, or does poverty cause them to make bad choices? Here's an example. A few weeks ago, the alternator on my car went. I had two options. I could take it to the in-town mechanic, who's more expensive, or take it to one in the next town, who's cheaper. But I was worried about the car breaking down, trying to get it to the cheaper place. If it didn't make it, I'd have to get it towed. Even more money. A bad choice. Since I had enough money, I decided not to risk the breakdown and go to the in-town place. But if I didn't have that extra cash, I would have taken the risk to go to the cheaper mechanic. Having enough money means not having to take chances. Not having it means taking risks that can turn into bad decisions, even though there really wasn't a choice. Scarcity, a book by Sandeel Mulanathan and Eldar Shafir, talks about how underpaid people have to focus more on basic needs and survival. They can't just concentrate on doing their paid job, like middle-class people. The middle class doesn't have to worry as much about not having childcare for their kids, or an unreliable car, or a looming bankruptcy, or paying the next utility bill. They can make bad financial decisions and get away with it. Lower-income people don't have that luxury. They may have to take more time off, are distracted more at work, and lose their job more often as a result. But it's not that they aren't as smart or care less. Experiments have shown that people with money problems, on average, score 10 points lower on IQ tests compared to those who are not as worried about their finances. People in power have less room to fail. They lose out in other ways over which they have no control. They have to buy cheaper products that wear out faster. They go into debt more often, which costs them time and money to escape, if they escape at all. They're more present-oriented and aren't as able to plan for the future. When someone is falling behind, it's hard to think ahead or get ahead. Underpaid people are more likely to be obese because cheap food has more calories than nutrition. They have more family crises to deal with. They can't take advantage of so-called "it takes money to make money" opportunities. A lot of government programs try to modify the behavior of low-income people. But people know how to behave. Their lives are just more chaotic and distracting because of poverty. So I think it's generally not the fault of the person when there are bad choices. It's usually the fault of poverty. When have you made bad choices? Was it really your fault or caused by factors beyond your control? I'm Larry Danziger, trying not to blame the victim when our society is at fault.